Good evening, friends, and welcome once again to another edition of the Answer the Call broadcast. Thank you so much for inviting us into your home this evening. Before we get into our study for tonight, I would love to cordially invite you to attend our services tomorrow here at Heritage Baptist Church. Tomorrow we will be celebrating our 24th year of service here in Kenosha, Wisconsin. And our special speaker will be Pastor John Dingman, the pastor of the Lighthouse Baptist Church in Racine, Wisconsin. Come on out and be a part of the service. We're going to have a cookout. We're going to have games. We're just going to have ourselves a tremendous time, and we would love to have you to be a part of the services. Of course, the times of the service will be presented to you at the close of the lesson tonight. Now then, if you have your Bible handy, we're going to be turning to Joshua chapter number 9. Joshua chapter number 9, and we're going to key in on verse number 14 and verse number 15. There we read in this portion of the Word of God, "The men took of their victuals and asked not counsel of or at the mouth of the Lord. And Joshua made peace with them and made a league with them to let them live. And the princes of the congregation swore unto them." At this particular point in the history of Israel as a nation, under the leadership of Joshua, God's people had a pretty good run against the enemies of God up to this particular point. And of course, not counting their only loss to that little city called Ai, Israel was an undefeated nation as Joshua, God's man, led at the helm. Because of their success, several men of Gibeon concluded that it would be to their advantage to join ranks with God's people than to go against them in battle. No doubt the Gibeonites, to whom they were called, were on the list of those to whom Joshua, God's man, and the people of God had on their sights. After all, God said to Abraham, the progenitor of the nation of Israel, "For all the land which thou seest, to thee will I give it, and to thy seed forever. And I will make thy seed as the dust of the earth, so that if a man could number the dust of the earth, then shall thy seed be numbered." Genesis chapter 13, verse 15 and 16. Now, as the men of Gibeon saw the proverbial handwriting on the wall, they came up with a plan to trick the leadership of God's army into allowing them to join ranks with God's people Israel. The Lord Jesus Christ said over in Matthew chapter 12, verse 30, "He that is not with me is against me, and he that gathereth not with me scattereth abroad." These men from Gibeon understood that the odds were against them, lest happily they be found even to fight against God. Acts chapter 5, verse number 39. Now, the lesson that's set before us this evening provides us with 3 points, the last point revealing what I call a common failure. The first thing I'll have you to notice in our study tonight is the disguise of the adversary. And you'll note with me in this chapter, in this portion of God's word, look at verse number 3. Starting with verse number 3, the Bible says, "And when the inhabitants of Gibeon heard that Joshua had done," or what Joshua had done, "unto Jericho and to Ai, they did willingly," or work willingly, "and went and made as if they had been ambassadors, and took old sacks upon their asses, and wine bottles old and rent and bound up, and old shoes and clotted upon their feet, and old garments upon them, and all the bread of their provision was very dry and moldy." And then in the first part of verse number 6, the Bible says, "And they went to Joshua unto the camp of Gilgal and said unto him." Now, friends, these men, according to the Bible, disguised themselves in a way that played on the sympathy of God's men and God's people. Sympathy during the time of war has always sealed the fate of many soldiers. Lest we forget, if you are born again, you are in a spiritual war at this moment. The Apostle Paul reminds us, "For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places." Ephesians chapter 6, verse number 12. We are, that is, you and I at this moment are warring against the devil, against the flesh, and against the world. And these three are not our friends, but rather our enemies. During a time of war, remember, there is no room for sympathy. So first of all, as we observe these Gibeonites, these men that set out to join ranks with Israel, we see the disguise of the adversary. But then secondly, we notice the deception of the adversary. The Bible says these words once again in verse number 6 through verse 9 of our text. The Bible says, "And they went to Joshua unto the camp of Gilgal and said unto him and to the men of Israel, We be come from a far country. Now therefore, make ye a league with us. And the men of Israel said unto the Hivites, Peradventure ye dwell among us, and how shall we make a league with you? And they said unto Joshua, We are thy servants. And Joshua said unto them, Who are ye, and from whence come ye? And they said unto him, From a very far country thy servants are come, because of the name of the Lord thy God, for we have heard the fame of him and all that he did in Egypt." These men put forth a lie before God's man simply to gain favor and being accepted into the ranks of God's people. Listen, God wants for us to be on notice concerning this attitude of developing a lying spirit. When I was out sharing the gospel this past week, one lady that I shared with told me multiple lies. And at the conclusion of our conversation, she attempted to cover up her lies and say that all the lies that I have told were given from the standpoint of assisting others and keeping them from harm's way. My question to that woman was this: what type of friends do you identify with that are often in harm's way? Listen, neighbor, a person is no more like the devil than when he or she makes it a habit of telling lies. The Lord Jesus Christ said in John chapter 8, verse 44, "Ye are of your father the devil, and the lust of your father will ye do. He was a murderer from the beginning and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it." Listen, friend, because these men of Gibeah put on an act of deception, and because they were quick to disguise themselves, the Bible tells us that the princes of Joshua's team disregarded God's counsel. Now, this brings us to the third point, and that is the disregard of God's counsel. We read this at the opening of our study tonight. Look at it again. The Bible says in verse 14, "And the men took of their victuals and asked not counsel at the mouth of the Lord." Friend, this is a common failure among believers. What is that, preacher? Here it is: casting aside or neglecting to seek at the mouth of the Lord decisions that you make. This is an uncommon failure, or should I say a common failure. Because of this common failure, plans are ruined. Because of this common failure, it has ended many careers. It has sunk many ships. It has hurt many people, and perhaps even have sent many to an early grave. If a believer does not ask counsel of the Lord before he or she makes a decision, then they might fall prey to some well-planned sales pitch, whether big or small, whether present or future. We ought always to seek out counsel from the mouth of the Lord. There's a chorus in a song that we sing. It goes like this. I need thee every hour. I need thee every hour. Oh, bless it. Bless me, my Savior. I come to thee. James reminds us in his book, James chapter 1, verse number 5, he says, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth all or to all men liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. Friend, we ought always to acknowledge God by asking counsel at the Lord's mouth. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 and 6 says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Well, as I look at the clock, I see our time is closely drawn to a close. But let me ask you, friend, are you in the market of seeking out counsel from Almighty God? If not, why not? Put him first. Seek his face, seek his will, and trust his plan for your life. Now, let me add once again, we are celebrating our 24th year anniversary here at Heritage Baptist Church. Come on out tomorrow and be a part of the activities. And I trust by the grace of God, you'll find a place of activity. You'll find a place of encouragement. You'll find a place of enthusiasm. And yes, friend, you'll find a place where you can appropriate the will of God for your life. Come on out. Will you be willing to show up tomorrow? Will you, my friend, be willing to answer the call?